Letter from the Edge of Every Known Thing. Dear Ginkgo, are we so different? You at the edge of undress, I undone, unkempt, infant at my breast. I have this wild hair curling around my neck, and you, wind through your near spent, your yellow flare like a body on the brink. Dear Ginkgo, whose faces I have searched as if looking for a lighthouse on each leaf, or somewhere a salvation pressed into your trunk. You whose leaves have rattled the grief noise away. I have a mouth. I have these two hands. What use are they? Each season I take your note, try my best at translation. How gently you hold the birds, so carefully. Dear Ginkgo, you riot of saffron storms, you shelter in the grief mist. I dreamt my father sat in your branches watching me. You whose life will far outlast ours, what do you think of me, finally, so late, mothering? My nipples ache, my daughter all new, her impossible face. Oh, Ginkgo, you who have been my companion through this avalanche of birth and departure, the two of them crisscrossing the sky behind you. I have fingers to tear into the bread, a hunger. I have a solemn face in the night, in the hidden rooms. My body a laboratory of milk and lullabies. Dear Ginkgo, scraping the whimpery windows through which I peer, thank you. Even when your branches shake, leaf for leaf, for hair, for breath, for root, for feet, you eat with your whole body, a thousand rhythms breaking, bearing, rustling, shaking. Oh, Ginkgo, thank you. My father watches me, watching you. Sits in your branches as starlight on my daughter's face, as mist, as droplets of rain. Dear Ginkgo, each leaf cleft. When some of them fall, they divide like wings.